Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It is January 4th, 2017, and it's going to be an exciting time with you. I've been excited about this, been praying about it. My team's been working real hard and praying too. And I'm going to release a prophetic word for January specifically, but also 2017. And I've got some really good stuff to announce, so you want to stay on. Some people go off right after I give the prophetic word and they leave during the Q&A. I'm going to do some special stuff that you're going to want to hang around for even beyond this time. So right now, let's just call the kingdom of God. We'll call heaven into our atmosphere now on earth as it is in heaven. We say, God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you're going to activate us for the new year. Father, I thank you for all the good things, all the new things, and how you're opening things up in the midst of darkness. Your light shines so bright. Thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that there's going to be breakthroughs, miracles, healing. There's going to be all kinds of things happen, even watching this live or watching the replay later, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, you can chat in your questions. We've got, I think, a lot of my staff on there, Krista, Pam, April. Dama Lee and Jenny are there, and we're going to do some Q&A later on after I go through, later in the broadcast, I'm going to go through the prophetic words. So stick around at the end, because I'm going to tell you how you can be eligible to win a free 30-minute prophetic breakthrough session with me, and you can get a free pass to my upcoming webinar that I have coming. So we'll do that later on. So please hang out with us. DougAddison.com is my website. Stay connected with me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, or Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, follow my daily prophetic word, hashtag daily prophetic, on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram. Plus, you can get it by your email. That's how I get it. Go to my website, DougAddison.com, click on the daily prophetic. You can get it sent right to your email box every day, and that way I do that so I can copy it right in my journal. While you're there, download my free ebook called How to Hear God's Voice for Yourself. Many people have been giving us positive feedback about how it's changing their life, and we want to hear your story too. So stay connected with us on social media as well. All right, let's get going. Prophetic words now. And before I forget, I'm going to be announcing later, but a lot of what I'm talking about is in the 2017 prophetic forecast that is, it's on pre-sale right now, or you can pre-order it, and it's being delivered this week. And so I'm going to be talking a lot about the prophetic words that are in there, plus more. Something is going to open in December. I remember December 31st, I remember reading the daily prophetic word on the 31st when I got up that day, and it said that that a new gate is opening in the spirit, and God is releasing a backlog of revelation and blessings. Yeah, wow, that's exactly what happened. That's what's happening now. The prophetic words for 2017, God is releasing a backlog of blessing, backlog of finances, backlog of revelation over the next 3 months. You're going to see this happen. When it, you know, 2017, the Lord showed me Psalm 117 is significant. It's only two verses. My goodness, praise the Lord, all you nations, extol him, all you people, for great is his love towards us, and his faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. That's the psalm for this year. And this is something God's doing right now. 2017 is going to be about, some of the most least likely people that you would expect are suddenly going to awaken to God, to God's love. A long-awaited start of a global awakening, a revival, is going to start to take place. I don't have the exact timing of it, but I know been prophesying this for a while, and just like Psalm 117, this is for both the nations, the world, and unique people groups that have been scattered around the world. What do I mean by unique people groups? Did you know that could be Facebook, that's the largest country online social media? Many have been, many more of them have been rejected by the church. They're saying, where are you, God? Or they've been really wounded. How do I know this? I'm not going by statistics. I've been out there for a number of years and interacting with people in public, doing outreaches, doing things like that, and I hear horror stories. Now, I'm not an unhealed guy bashing the church. I'm not bashing the church at all. In fact, I still prepare the church. I do everything in the context of the church, just so you know my heart for this. But please listen. We really have to change the way we do things. So I heard the Lord say this, is that I have not forgotten them, and their cries have reached my ears. The world is going to awaken to the awesome power of the Lord this year. And you know what? There's a reason for all the turmoil and attacks that's going on right now. And it's the enemy not wanting us to see what God is doing. So it's like a smokescreen. God is still more powerful than Satan. And some people have fallen into a trap of looking at the storms, believing judgment has come against us. No, that's not what's going on right now. It's the enemy trying to get you sidetracked from what God really is doing. And he has a solution in the midst of all this. And all this darkness will be used by God. All the darkness that seems to be increasing right now, in these times, God's going to use these events and circumstances to draw people to himself. And so we're about to see some various movements of God that will result in global awakening and revival. Don't be discouraged by how things look in the natural realm. God is moving in our lives, in your life right now. It's behind the scenes. It's under the surface. He's moving to align you and position you for an amazingly amount of good things. I heard the Lord say that due season is now. You ever hear that? You know, that you'll reap in due season. Due season is now. In fact, it's overdue. And the lives and ministries of people were brought into the courts of heaven every year, actually, at Rosh Hashanah last year, October 2016. Last year, the Lord examined our lives with the highest level of heavenly court system there is. That is Daniel 7. The Ancient of Days court sessions were held over all of us. And I've been, I've been following my prophetic words, I've been talking about this, but an Ancient of Days courtroom over all of us to assess our lives, to see if we're ready to advance. That's also known as judgment, but people get all freaked out when I say the word judgment. They think it's bad, but it's not. God uses judgment in a good way for us. Some people were promoted really heavy this year, while others were not. And those who are not promoted will still have their salvation, and the Lord still loves them. But listen, I've been part of some courts of heaven experiences in the last year, in the last few months. The Lord's favor, His love is still with you, but the Lord's favor is now shifting on those who have not been a part of the wounding of people in the name of Jesus. And there's still time to repent. I heard the Lord say, Galatians 6, 7 through 9, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man or woman reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh they will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit they will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the due time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. This is a key right now, to not give up. Some people have been sowing or doing things in the flesh, and that could be all kinds of different things. Their own strength, their own power, following the status quo right now. Of political parties and things like that might not all be of the Spirit of God. You got to really use discernment right now. But others have been sowing love and crying out to the Lord for mercy, crying out to the Lord for more time. You know, one version of this, Galatians 6, says, in due season we will reap the harvest. I heard the Lord say this, due season is overdue for you. Do not give up in due season. This is the season you're going to reap, and it's going to. God's beginning to line these things up over the next 3 months. I heard that January to March is a strategic season for these things to start coming into place. The Lord has not forgotten you. I heard him say, I will not be mocked by the enemy, because there's been so many things that have looked like he's not there. You know, looked all these different ways. He's not going to be mocked. Over the next 3 months, expect to see the backlogs of blessings, unanswered prayer come to you. Between now and March, things were going to start to line up, like I said, with greater clarity. And so what will look like losses in the next 3 months will suddenly turn around for many people. And I heard the Lord say, get out of negativity. There's a terrible movement right now happening with negativity and hatred, especially on the internet. And it seems to be everywhere you turn. People, Christians or non-Christians, are often angry and negative towards others or the world, especially on the internet. I mentioned this is a movement inspired by evil. It's inspired by Satan to get us sidetracked from sharing God's love, to moving into this new time, this new season. So on Christmas morning, I heard the Lord talk about this group of people that, you know, they look and feel like they're righteous in their own eyes. But here's the test. Look at the fruit. Are you or the people that are around you, do you have the heart of love? Are you loving people or wounding people? And I mean people who need the Lord. The Lord spoke to me about this group, that they've been wounding people and giving false image of Jesus. And you will know a true follower of Jesus by the fruit of love. So the Lord called this group the rebellious religious spirit. All right, I'm battling a cold. I don't have it. I'm battling it. I should have warned you. Sorry about that. I've been fighting this cold. I'm not receiving it at all. But if I happen to sneeze or anything, take some gulps of water, you'll know why. And the rebellious religious spirit is what the Lord calls some of these people. And the attack of the enemy has been... Sorry. Oh, boy. Hold on. I'm really sorry about this. I was doing good. Okay. Can edit that out later, maybe, or just fast forward. So this is an attack of the enemy to build. It's been building for a number of years, and it needs to be offset by encouraging. 2 Timothy 3:8 in the New King James says, having a form of godliness but denying its power, from such people turn away. You know, there's a new move of God's love coming, and we need to be part of that. In fact, at the end, I'm going to talk about our webinar, that online training that I'm going to do, that is exactly about this: how to take the internet back and how to be a positive influence as opposed to getting mowed over by that nasty, rebellious religious spirit. So there's a movement coming in 2017 of God's love for those who've been. It's actually geared towards those who've been wounded, either wounded by Christianity, wounded by people. There's just really a massive move right now. This message of Jesus still stands today. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said this. He said, you know what? The measure that we judge others, we ourselves will be judged. You can read Luke 6:37 through 49. I recommend that. Judgments against others is what's holding down this next revival. Because by the measure we judge, we get judged ourselves. So it's what's keeping us back from being effective at reaching the world with God's love. And it's time to repent of our judgments against others. Ask the Lord for a strategy instead on how to bless these people. You know, there's a major thing happening right now. Myself and my staff, we do this. We repent and we just say, God, show us if there's anything in us, you know, that is not lining up with the word of God, with the message of Jesus of love. I had a major encounter on Christmas, and last year, Christmas morning, 2015, I had several visions and supernatural encounters in which I saw an angel taking measurements for what seemed like hours. And it reminded me of Ezekiel 40 through 44, which I had just read, and it was an angel taking measurements. And then I saw these hordes of worker angels come and with assignments. And then the gathering angels came they were the ones who come for revival. Mark 13:27. You can read about the gathering angels come for the four winds of the earth. And I knew this angel that was measuring was for the house, for the 1 billion soul harvest. The late prophet Bob Jones came to earth for over 40 years, and he prophesied that word about the 1 billion soul harvest. He used to call it the house. That's what the Lord would do. And Bob went to heaven on Valentine's Day 2014 without seeing the fullness of that. But we're going to see it. I don't know if you know this, but Linda and I, we started InLight Connection in 2001 after watching a Bob Jones video talking about all these things. Now, we didn't even know him. My goodness, I was an out-of-work pastor at the time. I'd just gotten healed of a Huntington's disease. And God spoke to me that I'd be part of fulfilling this word about the 1 billion soul harvest. The encounter, you know, that I had back then was powerful. And now here it is 15 years later. And I got to know Bob Jones. The Lord worked it all out. And just last September on the 22nd, there was a council meeting in heaven, and Bob's billion soul harvest was being discussed, and the assignments were being dispersed out. And I talk about this in the 2017 prophetic forecast. And so the encounter on Christmas 2015 started a series of experiences, dreams and visions, visitations that went all through 2016 that were greater than anything I've encountered in my life to date. And then let me give you an update this year. The Lord told me he was going to visit me again this year on Christmas. So I had woke up with a similar encounter just a few weeks ago where I was caught up in a spiritual encounter. I was given a scroll or a heavenly book which contained revelation, plans, and strategies for 2017. It wasn't a physical book. This all happened in the spirit. But a few days before this, I had actually heard the Lord say, you're about to have an Ezekiel 3:3 encounter. And this is what happened to me. Ezekiel 3:3, then he said to me, son of man, eat the scroll that I'm giving you and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it and it tasted sweet as honey in my mouth. You know, I didn't actually eat the scroll. But it all went in the spirit. It just kind of like was a download in my spirit. Then suddenly, just like eating something, it becomes part of you. Wow, revelation and understanding in the mind of the Lord and the coming revival is now in me. And the Lord, and maybe he did this to you too, he told me that he was going to start giving people things. Now, I happen to have a higher degree of discernment, but the same thing happens. You know, a pastor, I was speaking at his church last weekend, and it was his birthday, and he picked me up, and I asked him, did you get a visitation from the Lord? He says, no, I just woke up feeling his presence and feeling good. And I said, that was a visitation. Did you know what the angel brought you or brought him was a strategy book with some things that he'll need. But he didn't have that discernment level, not say anything bad about that, because God didn't want to give that to you or other people because you get a lot of warfare. Maybe you haven't gotten to that level. But this is what's going on right now. The Lord told me to train people on how to discern, learn to discern. That's why we have the Hearing God 365 school to learn to discern. I'll talk about that later. But the Lord is doing something new. So on Christmas morning this year, he told me this, I'm going to visit you over the next six days. And on the seventh day, I'm going to move in power. Now, I had no idea this all lined up with Hanukkah, the days that the candles were being lit and everything. I had no idea. And sure enough, I was visited by the Lord for 6 days, not face to face, because I'd fall down like a dead man. You know, if you read people in the Bible, he came in his presence. He came with revelation, and it was different things, but for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, which was New Year's Day, I happened to be in the San Francisco Bay Area that morning. I was flying home after a meeting that I did. And I was praying and repenting for the judgments that Christians have had against places like San Francisco. And you know what? The gate in the spirit opened. And I was trying to open that before so many times. And it wasn't until on behalf of people who judged areas like that, I repented. And this time the gate opened. Remember that? Go back to my daily prophetic word. A gate is going to open. And this actually was to align San Francisco and places like that for the plans of the Lord. And now, I'm going to mention San Francisco here, but you can plug your city in and you can plug other places in, because I happen to have a burden, and I know the Lord's spoken to me. I've had all kinds of encounters for San Francisco. Do not judge what things you don't understand. And remember in Acts 10, Peter had an encounter and the Lord said, do not call something unclean. I have made clean. So remember, God can make things clean. He can take things of an abomination and turn them around like you wouldn't believe. So there is an angel getting ready to dance. It's what I saw while I was there. God spoke to me that many forgotten prophetic promises that were from 2011 are coming to us now in 2017. I had a spiritual experience at Rosh Hashanah, September 28, 2011, in which I saw an angel that was positioned and about to dance. Now, in this vision, it took place, the angel looked like it was standing in a combination of San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Hollywood. It wasn't one place, but when the Lord spoke to me that when this angel dances, it was going to shake things open and release things, finances, favor, anointing, gifts. He's going to bring people into God's kingdom. And in the experience that I had in 2011, we all waited with anticipation for this angel to dance. And then, wow, the ground shook and golden coins started to fill the street. And this was a release of kingdom finances that are going to be needed to impact the world. It's also a shaking that's going to come. It's going to do two things. The shaking's coming this year. And I don't mean a judgment shaking, but a shaking in the spirit. Two moves of God are going to start. One inside the church, in the lives of Christians, a renewal for us designed to awaken and prepare us. And the second is a wave of revival that is geared to those who are outside the church. Many of them have been rejected or considered unclean or even an abomination by Christians. So what is coming might stretch you. In fact, it will. And some of our current ways of thinking need to be changed, because we don't want to miss it. We don't want to be like previous moves of God, like the Jesus People movement. The church of that time missed that. They judged it because it was too much. They didn't have a, I don't know if they had a prophet standing here like this, I'm not sure, saying, no, hey, this thing's coming. Don't miss it. And we need to get a new wine and a new wineskin so we don't reject the things of God. Matthew 9, 16 and 17. No one, Jesus says this, no one sews a patch of unshrunken cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away and from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. Jesus said, listen, no, they pour new wine into new wineskins so that both are preserved. You know, I've missed that for the longest time, where it says both, the old and the new. The Lord wants to bless the old. He does. He loves the old. And He wants to bless the new. Now, the issue that we've had is most of our efforts and resources have been geared towards the old up until now. And far too long, we've been trying to sew or mend the old garment or the wineskin. But this year, 2017, is the time to cry out to the Lord to bring something radically new. That's going to open the world to Jesus. It's like a new Jesus People movement. You know, in the late 60s and early 70s, the last known revival in the North America was a movement that was a theological train wreck. And many hippies suddenly turned on to Jesus and became Jesus freaks. There wasn't anything like that before. This movement had a strong practice in miracles, signs and wonders, faith, healing, prayer. They understood the Bible, powerful works of the Holy Spirit. It changed the face of the church and Christianity. It broke the religious spirit of that day. And the Jesus People movement started in San Francisco. You won't believe that. Yeah, it did. With the Jesus freak, the original Jesus freak, Lonnie Frisbee. Very anointed young man. Lonnie was later written out of the history books because he struggled with his sexuality. He died of AIDS in 1999. But God used Lonnie to reach millions of people and to take this movement all over the world in spite of his brokenness. Lonnie has an amazing love for people and for Jesus. And we got to remember that God wants to use us. Now, I'm not trying to justify anything. You know, I'm not trying to justify sin or anything like that. In fact, Lonnie was going through repentance all the time, and he loved the Lord, and he had a strong anointing, boy. So I just want to say this. You know what? There's a new Jesus People movement coming. It will not be on the hippies, but it's going to be on those, think about it, the sexually broken, the fatherless generation crying out for God's love. And the all types of unusual people, 2017 is going to mark the start of something new. And I believe with everything in me, San Francisco plays a key role. Just like the Jesus People movement started in San Francisco, then it went to Southern California, then to the world. But you know what? It's not about California. It's not about the West Coast. It's about the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is coming. I tell you, during the Jesus People movement, back in the 70s, there was a strong presence of God's glory. It was liquid anointing, liquid love, tangible atmosphere that could be felt by many people. Now, without this greater glory or power, we will not be able to be part of any type of revival or movement as big as what God has in store for us. You know, the 1 billion soul harvest or anything like that. We will not be able to do that without the glory. And God's glory is a manifest presence of the Holy Spirit that comes in us or upon us. And it opens up greater gifts. It opens up the anointing to do God's works. The glory of God comes, again, like liquid love, like electricity. And in 1975, again, the late prophet Bob Jones said this. He prophesied that the glory that was with the Jesus People movement in 1975, he saw, the Lord spoke to him that this glory was going to leave the church because it was being used, packaged and used as gain by man instead of revival and the Lord's work. So on March 17th, 1977, Bob saw the glory lift from the church, and it has not returned since. There's no kidding. Now, yes, there's people who still carry portions of it, but overall, the glory of God has not been on the church at large. And Bob had several encounters. In fact, in 2009, he saw the glory returning, and it was a prophetic word that he released called the Glory Train. Bob originally thought it would happen in 2012, but the Lord, you know what, Bob went back to heaven before this stuff starting to happen. It didn't make him a false prophet at all. But the Lord spoke to me that the glory of God is going to return 40 years after it left. March 17, 2017, this year, the glory is coming back on the year of the 40th anniversary of the glory departing. Now, maybe you've been around the glory. You know, some people have it, Patricia King, David Herzog, Joshua Mills. I carry the glory in a different way. A lot of them get the, you know, gold dust in their meetings and things like that. But most people can feel an electric, tangible presence when I begin talking about this message of love. And I tell you, sometimes the fear of God shows up even when this message of God's love and not judge comes. And it's just his stamp of approval that, yeah, this is me, I'm doing it, says the Lord. Yeah, and this is the year of the return of God's glory. Again, I go through this in the 2017 prophetic forecast. So, like the glory of the 1970s, it will not be limited as a Jesus People movement. It won't be limited to the church. And similar to the Jesus People movement, the glory of God is coming with signs and wonders, healing and miracles to begin to touch those outside the church and in the streets. How good is that? Get ready to leave the 99 and go after the one, as Jesus said he was willing. Something is going to shift this year, and it already started to shift on New Year's Day in San Francisco. That's a good sign. And God spoke to me several years ago about this movement coming in from San Francisco. And, you know, I began to do meetings there every December in 2011. I had several very powerful encounters. They were really powerful. Then on New Year's Eve this year, you know, I went there to do a New Year's Eve meeting in the East Bay of San Francisco. And God, you know, last year when I was there, I saw that God had taken a key. And I saw this not just for San Francisco, I saw this for cities everywhere. And again, I mentioned this, the key of authority is going to be dispersed, you know, to different people. But last year is when I first saw it, and I saw that there was a person who had a key for revival over the San Francisco Bay Area, but was not able to bring it for whatever reason. But then the Lord split the key into three keys, And now there are three new key holders in place over that region. So I just want to say this, it's happening in regions everywhere. And expect to see new things come out of San Francisco this year. Other areas that appear dark, lawless. I tried to open the spiritual gate on New Year's Eve at the meeting I did in Dublin, California, but it just wouldn't open. Then the next morning at my hotel, I repented by myself. I repented on behalf of the judgments that Christians have against San Francisco and against places like that. I repented on behalf of it. Wow. A golden gate opened over the Golden Gate City. And, you know, we need to remove judgments. If you think about it, see, on Christmas morning when I had that encounter, you know, I got the book, I got this revelation. Jesus gave me this clue. And he said, wow, look at John chapter 8 with the woman caught in adultery. She was in sexual sin. And look at that. It's what he told me. He said that unless Jesus had to remove the judgments from other people before she could repent and receive salvation. And if you look at it, Jesus said, those without sin cast the first stone at her, right? And because they couldn't, they walked away. The judgments went away from her. And there's a key in this, that when we remove the judgments over people, also there's a big key, the fact that Jesus decided, boy, he not only left the 99, he actually, he was close to breaking the law of Moses there. Really, he was in Leviticus, that woman should have been stoned. But instead, he extended mercy. Listen to what he said to me. My people need to stop using Leviticus against people and praying for grace instead. Just like he did with the woman caught in adultery. Just like he did with the woman at the well. So it would open up salvation. Now, like I said, this is going to be a radical, messy movement. So, which is important for us, it's a sign that God is going to bring a long-awaited revival. It's not limited to San Francisco at all. In fact, God's raising up Ezekiel 3 watchmen. I heard that on Christmas morning, and I was a prophetic watchman. I was an intercessor over San Francisco from 1988 to 1998. I got up early, not every day, but I tell you, that was every day for a while. And almost every day I prayed and I prophesied. I didn't pastor a church during that time. I was a business owner. I worked in the corporate industry, computer industry in San Francisco. But I'm telling you something, I carried a burden. And you know what I'm seeing for 2017? New spiritual gates are opening up all over the world. Gathering angels are being positioned for revival. And I tell you, this is something, ooh boy, they're being dispersed right now. A remnant is rising up from the ashes. And I heard this, Ezekiel 24, 34, and 44. Ezekiel 24 was pretty radical. The prophet Ezekiel, his bride passed away, his bride died. And the Lord told me, this is going on right now, is that, remember I said that there's people who don't love God. They're still saved and everything, but Ezekiel 24, the old ways, the old political, legalistic way of doing things that wounds people and rejects people in the name of Jesus is dying. Ezekiel 24. Ezekiel 34. This is the fat sheep and the mean shepherds who pushed out the lean sheep and pushed them away. And there's a revival coming. If you could actually do a Google, Doug Addison, Ezekiel 34, you'll see all the prophetic words that I've been releasing over that. And even the Super Bowl in 2013 with the lights going out for 34 minutes. 34. And the score at the end was 34-31, which is Ezekiel has 31 verses. It was the third quarter, 3-4. And, God said that there's something happening right now with the people been pushed away. And I see it all the time. Ezekiel 44, the glory of the Lord returned and filled the temple. So we're going to see something happen. I know this is a radical word. I've never prophesied anything about this, like the bride of Christ died. I don't mean that everything in the church is dying. No way am I saying that. I'm just saying there are things that God's not on anymore. And there are things that God's going to start doing. And we want to pray and activate this right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, We come into agreement over each person, over every one of those listening right now, even the ones offended and mad at me because I'm prophesying to this group all the time, but also to those who get it. Father, I activate this right now for your city. I activate it for each person's church. I activate a revival in your life. In the name of Jesus, I activate finances. I activate the shaking that's going to come and open things up. I activate the words of the Lord that God would graciously show. That's what he did to me. He graciously showed me in my life what needed to die this year. I went through Ezekiel 30:24 with things dying in my life. I went through Ezekiel 34 with things that, the weak sheep and start to going after the lean sheep that had been cast away. And Ezekiel 44, seeing the glory of the Lord coming again. Oh my goodness. So Father, I release these things as a prophet, as a times and seasons prophet. I prophesy that this is a year of activation. This is a year of starting new things in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Woo-wee. That's powerful. The presence is so strong, in case you don't know that. But there's something going on right now. And, you can... Let me just bring it back. Woo. I'm feeling the presence and the power is here. The open heaven is here. So remember my website, DougAddison.com. Let's do some business stuff right now. I can land the plane, as I always say. Consider donating to our cause, because what we do is we reach out to people all over the world. I was just at LAX airport flying to San Francisco, and someone, it doesn't matter where I go, someone yells, "There's the Daily Prophetic Guy." You know, that's what I'm known for. And we do that at no cost. Daily prophetic words, weekly words, monthly words that'll get you in line with God's timing. And also the yearly word. And then this year, the 2017 prophetic forecast, which last year was the 2016, was the first one we did. I recommend getting last year's book because it's got a 7-year strategy. It's got things in there that's going to really open things up for you. You want to watch and wait and let God use you as a watchman. Also consider becoming a partner with us. You know, that's people who donate every month. And we have a partner liaison, Pam, and we have a partner portal that you can be part of I try to, and sometimes it's hard on me, but I do an audio or a video each month for our partners. I pray for you in this room right now, and take the partners and my students into the court of heaven every day. Yes, I do. I don't necessarily have all your names, but if the Lord speaks one, I declare it over you. Whether I contact you or not, consider doing that. Go to my website, DougAddison.com. Just click on donate. All right. Upcoming events for January. We have some fun things. Prophetic Glory Conference. Speaking of the glory, it's going to be myself, David, and Stephanie Herzog, Miranda Nelson, and Steve Swanson. All my favorite people are going to be there in Sedona, Arizona. That's about 2 hours north of Arizona, of Phoenix. And it's going to be next week, Thursday to Sunday, January 12th through the 15th. There is a registration, but God's going to open something. And I know that David brings the glory like you wouldn't believe. And all of them are anointed. All of them are anointed. I just know that God's going to do something and shift something next week. So also, I'm going to do a new online training called How to Bring Revival Online, a worldwide webinar to activate worldwide changers, internet world changers. It's going to be Saturday, January 21st on the internet, 10 a.m. to noon. Registration opens this Friday, January 6th. More details are going to come, but believe me, you're going to be part of that because I train people. I have an anointing. I have a commissioning that I got for the internet, and you want to be part of that. So actually, I want to do a few things before we go into this Q&A, but listen, I've got some exciting announcements, though. Don't take off. Those who take off right now, you're going to miss it. Stick around because I'm going to tell you how you can get be eligible to get a free pass to the online training I just mentioned about becoming world changers online. Also, how to be eligible to win a free 30-minute prophetic breakthrough session with me, which I don't do these anymore. I only do them as part of our giveaways and things like that. So hold on. And how you can be part of my new prophetic school at a really lock in the low price before it goes up at the end of the month. So excited to announce my newest book. I've already mentioned it a couple times. It's a 2017 prophetic forecast. Listen, my good friend Bob Jones, who's in heaven now, used to write the Shepherd's Rod, and he took his prophetic words and put them all together. And I'm a times and seasons prophet, and it was in 2015 that an angel came in my room and handed me a shepherd's rod, a staff, and I knew what it was. It wasn't Bob Jones' anointing or anything like that. It was the ability to pull things together and for the times and seasons and release it in a book. So this is my second year that I've been getting this based on experiences. Again, I'm not saying I have anything of Bob except the ability to do this and a blessing from heaven. So this is my second one. You'll want to grab hold of this book. We'll guide you through 2017, help you understand what God's doing, help sharpen your focus and position you to succeed in 2017. Excuse me, let me take a drink here. So we're going to run we're running a pre-order bonus, and it's going to be until this Friday, January 6th. And if you order the paperback book, which it's coming in, it's actually in, I think, you'll get the first three chapters digitally right away. So we'll email you so you can get reading the first three, which are very important. Excuse me a moment. Sorry. Wow. All right. Plus, check this out. You'll be entered in if you do the pre-sale by this Friday of this book, the 2017 Prophetic Forecast, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a free 30-minute prophetic breakthrough session with me. Person that won last year was in England, and she said, oh, it was quite lovely. She was just like having a cup of tea with Doug Addison. And it was a lovely visit where we just, you know, go through things and God opens things up over you. So get on there right now because this thing expires this Friday to be part of that part. DougAddison.com/store or DougAddison.com. But don't forget to leave a review about the book as well as on Amazon. That helps us. And the book gives a big picture of what God's doing right now and 2017 and beyond, the next few years. Also, you'll want to be, it will equip you of what's coming. So, speaking of equipping you for what's coming, I want to help you get ready. And God really started moving on my life developing some online training a few years ago. And he spoke to me that the new move is on the internet. And that, so I put together an internet school of ministry. And, you know, I've had a lot of training and doing different things. But the Lord showed me, he gave me a strategy on how to activate people, how to equip them to hear the voice of God. And we need people like you more than ever to hear God's voice, to learn to discern on what to do. You know, one way to prepare is to sharpen that ability to discern the difference between yourself, your voice, the enemy, and God's. We go through that. 2016 was a rough year for a lot of people. It was a lot of pruning, shaking. It was intense. And some of you are ready for what God has next now, because now you're ready for it, and I can help you get there with this school. So in one moment, I'm going to tell you, you know, how to accelerate the process here. But others of you are struggling. Maybe you have hope to hear God, but your hopes got dashed. Maybe you had hope deferred, and it makes the heart sick. Or maybe you do know your destiny. You figured out, and you just need to know some more about your purpose or steps to get there. God is repositioning. He's realigning. He's reassigning many of you. And I'm not sure what brought you to this webcast tonight, but I do know this, that wherever you are in your process, God has a purpose for you in listening and watching tonight. Some of you might be searching for, you know, maybe a prophetic word, maybe hoping I'll call something out, or maybe the words each week really gravitate on. Others might, you know, be hearing God while I'm speaking right now. But I tell you, whether you want to hear God for yourself, whether you want to encounter God or encourage other people, on a deeper level. This is why I want to personally invite you to check out our online activation school, Hearing the Voice of God 365. And it's an online ministry school that allows you to go through it at your own pace. You can grow at your own pace. Some people like to skyrocket through it, you know, and prepay it and go through the whole thing. And others, you know, maybe they can't afford that. Just do it month to month. And in this school, you'll discover the unique ways that God speaks to you. Because I'm a seer. You don't find too many seers. James Gall told me this. We don't find too many seers that know how to teach. And I'm able to teach, he told me, because of all my comedy training. And that I'm able to see and do improv. But there's very few seers that can teach and understand and instruct. And I'm happen to be one of them. I say that with all humility. But we need to learn to discern how God speaks every day so that you can apply this stuff to your life. Every day of your life, daily decisions, become someone who understands the counterfeit versus the real, develops your prophetic gift and activates it in such a way that you'll know what's for now and what's for later. Go deeper into dream interpretation, expressing your creativity, empower you to reach out to others in non-religious ways using prophetic evangelism, hearing God for your destiny so that you can pursue your life purpose, step into your authority and get strategies for your life, your ministry, your business, and lots more. So, specifically, what you get is access to the 12 modules. If you pay one a month, then you'll get one a month access. Or if you fast forward, you can get them all at once. But there's 12 modules, and each is a video training. You can download the audio. It's a coaching time with me. And there are some guides that you can print out and follow along. But listen, here's what makes it so powerful is that there's weekly activation emails that come to you. You'll get 52 of them that activate you with what you're going through. Because this isn't just some cold internet thing that, you know, once you sign up, we forget about you. Oh, no. We have people who care about you. And even though it's self-guided, you can go through it on your own. I do a call every month, an activation call, where we come together and answer questions. I pray for the staff, for the students. Plus, check it out. There's 12 mentoring session videos with other leaders like Lance Wallnau, Lana Vowser, Chad Dedman, Sean Smith, Sandy Krakowski, Johnny Enlow, Barbie Breathitt. There's many more going on. These are 30 to 45 minute sessions. Those themselves are amazing. But the best part is that we give you help to be able to journal and activate these exercises each month. And you can do it on your own time. There's no tests. There's no reports due. It doesn't run out or anything like that. Once you pay for it, it's there until, you know, for the length of our website. And we launched this last May, 2016. We have over 500 students already. Some have gotten a PhD in, well, you know, my friend Barbie Breathitt calls that prophecy, healing, and dreams. But it's not a PhD in theology. It's a PhD in experience in the Lord. And most ministry schools charge hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for this same level of training, believe me, because I speak in these, but and I'm not judging them in any way. But because we've designed this in such a way, it's convenient, it's affordable, that people all over the world can go through it through the internet and not only get the 12 months online, but also the group activation and the phone calls. So you know what? You can ask me all the questions you want during those times, those phone calls. You can also, we have a way to, you know, we have a help desk where you can ask questions to our staff. We have a staff that runs it. And a facilitator, Pam, who's often on these in the chat room with us. She runs, she facilitates the schools as well as the partners. So check it out. This training is only $37 a month, and it's $37 a month for 12 months. You can cancel any time or fast forward at one-time payment of $397, and you'll get all of them. So this is your last chance to lock in that tuition that we've running this for since last May, because after January 31st, it's going to go up. So you're wondering about it? Hey, listen, go to Hearing God 365 and take the free test drive. It is free. It's 2 weeks. You get the entire session one for free for 2 weeks. If you want to stay in, great. If you don't, that's fine. You can cancel and you can keep what you learn. But go to Hearing God 365 and sign up for the 14-day free test drive. And if you want to continue, let us know after that. So a bonus, if you enroll by January 31st, I said I have a bonus for you, you know, at the right. And if you choose to fast forward, that's the ones who fast forward through it. That's the one who prepay. We'll give you a free ticket to my brand new upcoming January webinar, How to Bring Revival Online, which is Saturday, January 21st. All right. So lots of stuff going on. I believe God wants you to be a world changer, and we'll be sending out more information. If you're not on our web, if you're not on our mailing list, just go to DougAddison.com. You can just download the free ebook, or there's even a thing on there to sign up, or just follow us on social media, and you will actually be notified. So, again, sign up before January 31st, HearingGod365.com. And you'll lock in that rate of $37 or $397. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. We're going to do an extended night. And maybe the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to do some Q&A now. And I'm going to get Pam. Pam has been in the chat room with me. And let me get the chat room up here and get this all going. Been a really powerful time. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence is so strong. Let me blow my nose. Sorry about this. I wish I had a mute button, but if I unplug, I might disconnect. I don't want to do that. Sorry about this. You know how to pray for me. I never get colds, and I don't have one. I'm fighting it. I am battling the symptoms. For those faith people praying for me, yes, I am. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this, that next week, this month, this on January 11th, Spirit Connection, that's this webcast that we've been doing for some time now. Spirit Connection is a webcast the first Wednesday of every month. And what happens is we put the audio to that up on iTunes, and it's a monthly podcast. Well, this... starting next week, I'm launching the weekly podcast. We're still doing the monthly webcast. Yep, but then every other all the other Wednesdays, we're gonna be doing a podcast called Spirit Connection. It's gonna be a shorter version, another way to hear what God's doing, to release prophetic words for me to activate you. It's all gonna be free. We're working on an app even. Be praying for us. So watch out for those things. Follow us on social media. All right, here's a question from the chat room. Why do all your prophecies have to do with breakthrough and open doors instead of words for the church? Well, good question, Dan. They are words for the church. I don't know if you know this, but people ask me that. Why is this all about, you know, a revival and things? When are you going to prophesy over us? This is over you. Breakthrough is what the church needs. These are the things that God showed me. I have to be faithful to what God has shown me, and that God showed me how to bring breakthrough to people. And yes, it involves people outside the church. And yes, it involves loving like Jesus loved. Good question. Thank you. Here's a question from Tilly. What does it mean when you say that people, when you say you were born for such a time as this, that people say that? Well, there's a verse, actually, for such a time as this. That means that you were born into God's timing. For such a time as this. In other words, there's an assignment for you that God wants to use. For me, I was born on March 8th. Well, you know what? For such a time as this, 1 John 3:8, my whole purpose is 1 John 3:8. You know, every birthday is such a time for this for me. And it's to destroy the works of darkness. That's what I do. And I do that by love, encouragement, training people to hear his voice, reaching out to others. Good question. Here's one from Lisa. Do you think there's any spiritual significance to the passing of both Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, mother and daughter, within hours of each other? You know, I've been thinking about that because I live here. I live in L.A. I'm in Hollywood. Of course, I'm seeing more than we people in L.A., we see more in the local news than you'll want to know. And I didn't get any prophetic words. I just want to say I'm just so sorry, first of all, for the families, Wow, so sorry. What a tragic loss for the sisters and the son, the daughter and the family that's left. I just know that we're praying for you. And wow, yeah, that's all I can say. I didn't get anything prophetic on that. Here's a question from V. What do you do when you have more than 13 years of wilderness and hard places and you believe each year will change and it gets worse? Well, I don't know if I've been through 13 years. I've been through some heavy wilderness times. There are some things that you can do to get out of the wilderness. You know, you can go back and see if there's anything God called you to do. Go back and do that. That put me in a wilderness for a couple years. He called me to do something. I never did it. That's why we're launching a podcast. That's one of the things, you know, he called me to do. Maybe is there anyone that you're judging? Because that'll put you in the wilderness. Judgments. Those who judge, it will be judged. Also, maybe there's something Satan has against you that you don't know about. So begin to pray and ask God to show you. I pray this every day. God, show me what Satan doesn't want me to see about my situation. And maybe there's a lesson for you to learn somewhere. There's something going on. Maybe you need to break off generational curses and ties to the wilderness. There's something happening there. Just a moment. Yeah, there's something happening. So just break that off, those in the wilderness. And I call you into. Some people live in the dark night of the soul. And I say, you know, I've been through rough times, but I never really call it that anymore. I'd rather live in the bright day of the spirit than the dark night of the soul. And some people get there by being negatively focused. What you sow, therefore, you shall reap. If you're sowing judgment and things like that, then that's what you're going to get. So I'm going to be talking about stuff like this on my webinar that's coming up about in January, on January 21st. I'm going to be talking about things like this, what will get you out of that webinar, out of the wilderness. All right, here's something from Bibi. What do the five wise virgins do that was different than the five foolish virgins? And what does the oil represent? Well, you know, Jesus tells a parable about the 10 virgins or 10 bridesmaids. And it says that the bridegroom went off and he was gone longer than they thought. And so since he was gone longer than they thought, five of them had extra oil in their lamps. They trimmed their wicks down. They stopped. They started to conserve. Oil represents the Holy Spirit. And five were foolish. And five had wasted it all. And then when the bridegroom finally came, you know, this is really similar to Jesus coming back. Many people have been saying, Jesus is coming. He's coming. But he never came. And then they got discouraged. And they stopped operating in the spiritual gifts. That represents this part. So I would say that the five wise virgins just kind of weathered the storm. You know, went and looked at the promises that God had. That's trimming the wicks. They had, you know, really tried. They brought extra oil with them. They kept the promises of the Lord with them at all times. Good question. That's a great teaching. I might do something on a podcast about that. Here's a question from Laura. How do you know that you have God's glory on you? Well, it's not like you know, you'll feel it, you know, or other people will. They'll see it or feel it or something, because the glory of God is a tangible presence. And that's how you'll know, is the presence of God. And sometimes it is, maybe it's a countenance, maybe you don't even know. Maybe other people are telling you, hey, do you know that you have peace around you? You know, because sometimes when you're soaking in the gift that you have, you know, if you're the type of spirit or you're around the angel that's assigned to you, you're the last to figure it out. But usually other people will know, or someone, you'll feel something. So what do you think of the spiritual meeting? This is from Michael. Spiritual meeting of all the musicians who have passed away in 2016. I don't really have that, because every year there's, you know, we have musicians pass away every year. It was a really good question, and I didn't really get anything prophetically this year, except every time someone passes, their gifts don't die, their ministry doesn't die, their, you know, it goes and it gets redistributed. There's a verse, forgot where it is, that unless a seed dies and falls to the ground, it will not spring up and produce that greater crop. That's paraphrased. All right, here's a question. Another one from Jumi. God has told me that I have an issue with anger and I have to deal with it, but I don't know what to do with situations I can't change. Wow, good question. Well, I don't believe in anger management. I believe that there's a root cause to anger. And I've heard all kinds of good teachings on this, but one place to start is to cut off the generational curses and ties to anger. And that's one place to start. Another place is to ask God to, you know, to give you a check in some way, you know, to take a time out there, let you know that something is happening. And so each day you can, Jumi, you can ask the Lord to walk with you and have grace on you. I would tell other people, you know, I'm dealing with it right now. And maybe they won't understand this, but ask them to walk you through or find someone who's gone through it and pick their brain, find out what they did. And break off that spirit of anger. You can get through this same with a lot of other people. And again, I'm going to be dealing with this in my webinar, you know, how to bring revival online has to do with anger, because that's a lot of the root of it as well. Here's a question from JS. I have a great job and I am and I have unfulfilled longings in my heart. How can I discern God's will from my thoughts when it comes to my destiny? Well, good question, JS. It takes time. You know, all these things are from practice. You have to practice hearing God. I wrote a book that might help you. I walk through things like this, and it's called Personal Development God's Way. It's available on my website, on Amazon, a lot of Christian, actually Christian bookstores so much, but a lot of the church bookstores might carry it. If they don't, ask them to put it in there, because it's got different things that you can walk through, especially the longings of your heart, because God says he wants to give you the desires of your heart, right? But it has to be, once your desires, you know, delight yourself in him and he will give you the desires of your heart, is that verse. So you got to delight yourself in him and you will begin to know the difference between your heart and others. Then it comes to a place of maturity, and this is what we go through in the Hearing God 365 school, is we go through this part where we talk about, all right, is it possible to have God have to wants to bless you with things that you like? And how would you know the difference between the two? It does take practice. Good question. Here's one from Karen. What does it mean when I find coins on the ground, like dimes, quarters, pennies? Well, you could be very blessed and fortunate, but it could represent change, quote, change that God's bringing change to you right now. Watch for those things. Here's one from Renee. What would you recommend for those who with health issues right now? You know, I would love your wisdom on this. Yeah, I'm one of them. Yeah. What would I recommend? I recommend prayer and get some verses. I have Bible verses. Right now, I've got 5 verses that I'm using, and I pray each day. I pray each day and ask God to show me what Satan doesn't want me to see. I stand on those verses each day, and I ask God to heal me each day. Get other people to pray for you. Get them to pray for you, anoint you with oil, and get as much prayer as you can and begin to break off generational curses to these things. Sorry again. You know, I got a lot of healing through Dr. Henry Wright, The More Excellent Way. It was the spiritual, it's a great book, and it's the spiritual route to disease. And tells you how to pray specifically. And there's some stuff from his ministry as well that benefited me. Hope that helps you. And as well, by the way, I think I have a blog out there. Just go out and Google Doug Addison and healing strategy. You're going to find what I did, like maybe, I don't know, it was 15 steps that I did to get healed. And yep, that's right. Google Doug Addison and healing strategy and you'll find out. I forgot I had written that last year, maybe the year before. Here's a question from Crystal. Kristen, how do I know when to rest and let the power of God move us forward versus taking steps of faith and promises of ministry ideas? Wow, good question. And again, it takes practice. You got to do something. If you're going to take steps, I recommend taking baby steps and then getting discernment. But you can activate things. In fact, I've got a book called God Spoke, Now What? Activating Your Prophetic Word, where I talk about these things, about, you know, there's a way to enter into God's rest. Like right now, you know, I'm somewhat of a high-driving guy. I do a lot. You know, I've written a lot of books, and I get a lot done between 4 and 8 in the morning, you know. But I have to enter into the Lord's rest. So what the Lord's rest means is not that you take a day off, that you're not striving, that each day I do some prayer and preparation, and I give it to the Lord, but I take a step towards it. And, you know, say you have faith and promises and some ministry ideas. Well, what you can do right now maybe is take a course. You can read a book. You know, personal development, God's way is one, because it works through, it'll walk you through some of these things I'm talking about. And also any of the courses of people who are doing what you wanted to do. And I know that back in the day when I was back in 2000, 2001, I was felt called to do outreach and dream interpretation. I took some courses, read some books, and then ended up, you know, getting some revelation through that. And you'll get some short bursts of acceleration on and freed up to do some things. I hope that helps. There's no one answer at this, guys. You got to learn to discern. This one's from Monica. I am called to walk in a ministry and business, and I feel already, but I don't feel ready to be a pastor. And yet, I've been told that it's time to begin. Where do I start? All right. Well, ministry doesn't mean you have to be a pastor, and you can be a pastor in business. I was a pastor in business. I became a pastor, you know, at a church, but more of my pastoring happened in the business realm. So how do you start? Again, like some of the stuff I was saying, get some training, do some practical training, take a course in business, take a course. You know, my Hearing God 365 is great for this, because we talk about some of these things so that it'll train you and prepare you to be able to walk other people through these processes, Monica. And what you're saying is amazing, this call on your life. And I feel it too. Yeah, I don't feel like you're called to be a pastor either, but I feel like you do have something to give, and people come to you all the time. And so that there's something going to be released through you. Don't worry about the humble beginnings. Take some small steps and see what happens. Here's a question from Pamela. I had an experience of extreme hardships since the courts of heaven convened October. Does that mean judgment has passed against me because I didn't do well? No, not at all. I've been through extreme hardships. And, you know, yes, we're in judgment. God will judge us. That doesn't mean that he's judging us in a bad way. We need a new definition of judgment, everybody. You know, judgment is actually a good thing. John 15 is judgment. You know, Jesus says, you know, I'm the vine and you're the branches. My Father, you know, he's going to prune you. And as that's going through, that's not really a judgment in a bad way. So what happened to me is, yes, my goodness, I had a radical encounter. In fact, September 22nd, when I had this encounter where I was taken in the courts of heaven, I heard Bob Jones in a meeting over his billion soul harvest. The next day, I went for 5 weeks of extreme. In fact, I've even more than that of extreme torment and things happen. But it's not because I've done anything wrong or anything like that. It's because you're doing something right. And you have to stay with it. Remember, I open this with Galatians 6, 7, and 8, that the Lord will not be mocked over you, Pamela, that God is opening a door for you, and stay the course, and you will see an amazing change. Here's one from Kristen. How do I know when to rest and let the power of God move me forward as opposed to taking steps? Hey, I think I just read that one. Maybe I moved things down. All right. Hey, you know what? Let's see. Oh, here's another one from Tina. This looks good. Why do you think John Paul Jackson and Kim Clement died last year? Well, it was their time. That's the only thing I can say. It was their time. And John Paul Jackson died in 2015 and Kim Clement in 2016, Bob in 2014. It's one of those things. Very hard to understand, except this is that we have to understand death. And I talk about this, the death part, in the 2016 prophetic forecast. We have to understand death is not final. Death is not a bad thing. Going into the Lord's presence is the best thing you can ever do, Tina, and all of us. Death is a good thing. It's graduating. You know, disease is bad, but death and going to the Lord is not, because your gifts then get dispersed to the world and you become part of the cloud of witnesses. And I believe that John Paul Jackson and Kim Clement had assignments that needed to be fulfilled, and now they're dispersed to thousands of us to be able to do it. Hope that makes sense. All right, here's one from V. Do we have authority to remove spiritual judgments against us? Yes, we do. You can do that. Here's another one from Tim. What does having a pastor's heart mean? Well, it means that you're compassionate, you care for people, things like that. Okay. Because I'm about to blow my nose again, I'm going to pray, and we're just going to, this is an extended version. I'm going to pray, and here's another one, actually. Here's someone, an anonymous one, I think. How does someone break off those generational curses over sickness, poverty, etc.? Well, there's a lot of good material on it. There's a lot of good ministries out there on breaking generational curses. You can Google break generational curses. There's lots of prayers, people that can walk you through. There's different ministries that specialize in it. It's real important to do it, though, so that we can be lightened up and be able to go, all righty, I think we might have got through all of them. Great job, Pam. Great job, team. And I just want to encourage you to check out hearingthevoiceofgod365.com. Take the 14-day free test drive. Remember, if you choose to fast forward, that's the $397, by the end of the month, I think it is, yeah, that you'll be put in a drawing to win a free online session with me. And also buy the book, Prophetic Forecast. Now I've got it mixed up. I better go back and clarify that. I'm sure I might have said it wrong. Hold on. I want to be sure. So if you do it by the 31st, you lock in your rate of $37, and or also you will get a free access to, that was what it was, you get the free access to the online training that we have, How to Bring Revival Online. Here's the one. If you buy this book, the 2017 Prophetic Forecast, by the end of the week, you will be put in a drawing to win the 30-minute prophetic breakthrough session with me. So go to my website, DougAddison.com. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram. Sign up for the daily prophetic. Pass them around to your friends. Let me do a prayer and an activation. Get ready for the podcast, Spirit Connection podcast, to come. And also, we have a new app we're going to announce this year. Some great things happen. I want to say thanks to my teams. Thanks so much to my team and all of behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and everything, everybody. Go, hey, you know, if you want to work for us, go to DougAddison.com, and you can about and click on careers. We have some job openings right now that maybe you could help us with. So, Father, we activate these prophetic words in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you would bring healing to my cold, healing to anybody who is sick, healing to any of the bodies that need to be healed. Father, I pray for a breakthrough for each of us, that we as a church would break through together, individuals we would break through. I pray for revival to come in our own house, in our own households. Father, I ask you would take these words now and activate them in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow. Thank you, everybody, so much. All right. See you on the internet.